KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education held a public hearing Wednesday evening with regard to the district's proposed 2016-17 school calendar and the 2016-17 certified budget. During the calendar portion of the hearing, K-5 teacher and librarian Janice Dickerson commented that she was fine with the way the calendar was, but that she would like to have had the board and administration communicate more with the teachers before springing the calendar onto the Action 4 agenda.
Until today, I didn't know the calendar was available on our school website, and that was only after I directly contacted our AEA board president. In the past, and this is my 26th year here, options were put in the lounge for staff to look at, to give suggestions, to vote upon, whether it mattered or not. But the last 2 years, it's become a secret where we don't know what is going to happen. I'm very concerned because these things are what make the morale of our buildings go down. When you don't value the opinion of your staff and the experience that they bring to looking at what's best for students. Last year's calendar, when we taught up till the 23rd of December, does not make for the best education of our students.
The proposed calendar for the upcoming year has the first day of classes starting August 23rd of 2016, with the last day of classes for all students except for seniors being May 25th of 2017. The seniors' last day will be May 17th of that year. With regard to the proposed certified budget, which amounts to just over $26 million, no one spoke in opposition to the budget or its nearly 60-cent increase in the property tax valuation. But board member Allie Bruckner questioned business manager Mary Beth Fast about what was included in the student support services line item, which went from $472,000 in 2015 to $1.1 million in the proposed budget, and student transportation, which increased from $560,000 in the re-estimated FY 2016 budget to $1.35 million in the 2017 budget year. Bruckner wanted to see a detailed, less confusing explanation of those services.
I have a really hard time approving this. I mean, I feel like we need more detail. If you're going to ask me to certify something with that big of an increase, I need to be able to justify where that's going. And just by asking you a question and you getting confused, not being able to tell me, you know, like if I'm going to build a budget, I'm going to know exactly what I'm putting in that bucket. And I need to know that the administrators and Mike and you understand exactly what you're putting in there, instead of just throwing that money out on the table and saying, this is what we think we'll need. We should have been doing this long enough for the school that we can guesstimate what we think we're going to spend this next year.
Board member Jenny Williams agreed. Mary Beth Fast said not approving the budget would mean republishing it and holding another public hearing and financially impacting the district, and that it wouldn't receive the funding it anticipates.
You would not get state supplemental aid, you would not get property tax, and you would not get spending authority for the 17 year.
We don't want to do that. I'm just saying I'm very disappointed that I can't get that. I should be able to ask Dr. Amstein and you why we increased the budget here, and you should know. You should be able to tell me for this, and this is how much. That's just my frustration.
With the new budget as passed, the proposed tax rate is $15.83 per $1,000 taxable valuation. The board last night also approved 2016 summer capital projects recommendations, the bulk of which includes $385,000 for bus purchases, $180,000 for phase two of the high school heat pump replacement project, and $125,000 each for the annual payment with regard to high school laptop computers and playground equipment for Washington Elementary. Those and other smaller projects amount to an expenditure of nearly $1.1 million. Two more candidates for office in Cass County have filed their certified nomination papers in advance of the March 30th deadline for the June primary election on the 7th. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said late Wednesday evening that Barry Moore from Griswold has filed papers to run as a Republican for the District 4 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors. And Republican Frank Waters of Cumberland, who represents District 5 on the Supervisors, filed papers for re-election to his seat on Wednesday. He's currently unopposed for that seat. And police in Council Bluffs late Wednesday night released the identity of a man whose body was found on Interstate 480 early Wednesday morning. Authorities say he was 29-year-old Brett Randall Jensen of Council Bluffs. The accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Juanita Peterson, age 92, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Juanita Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lila Peterson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lila Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen DeRocher, age 93, formerly of Menlo, died Monday in Johnston. A visitation for Helen DeRocher will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Sally Nelson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sally Nelson will be on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Vivian Lane, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Vivian Lane will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Tracy Mavis, age 44, of Greenfield, died Monday in Creston. Funeral services for Tracy Mavis will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Luella Adams, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Luella Adams will be on Monday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Chapel in Atlantic. Elva Joy Haas, age 97, of Missouri Valley and formerly of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Elva Haas will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mita Hemphill, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Mita Hemphill will be next Monday at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Gerald Harvey, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Gerald Harvey will be Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. Max Pangberg, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Max Pangberg are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Bill Casey of Ida Grove and formerly of Griswold has died. Services for Bill Casey are pending at the Doon Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.